I have a few too. I wrote down, but we didn't get through it last time because it was just so much stuff that was going on in the last two.
Please don't into the microphone. All right, guys, welcome back to the Late Talk. I'm Brett Internet.
Are you gonna go with that one?
Yes, bro. What's your name?
Jay. Jason.
The guy who, as you guys know, does not have his license.
Or him, the guy who kisses his dog.
Yeah, but I want to talk about the license. What the fuck happened when you went to the DMV the other day? I'll give him props. First of all, let me give you props.
For actually trying?
For today. You said you were going to be here at 11:15 and you were.
So. I was here at 11:15, right?
Good job.
Thank you. Yeah. It's because I felt bad because you've been saying I'm irresponsible. Yeah. And I was like, I could be responsible if I really, really want to. So I was like, quick, this morning I woke up, went to my mom's house, ate. I said, Mom, we got to go. Pulled away, but I had to get my coffee, so I got coffee, and timed it perfectly.
He said he was gonna go to the DMV and work on his permit test, not his license test, his permit test.
Dude, you know what everyone tells me about that? They tell me like, why? Like, I thought when you turn 18, you're not supposed to do that. Like, you're supposed to go straight to your driver's license. That's what everyone tells me. I'm like, no.
You just, the thing you get to skip is traffic school. Is that what it's called? Like the. Because if you're under 18, you have to do, like, traffic school. Not traffic school. That's, like, when you get a ticket. Like, the little program before you get to do
that's your permit test. Me. I'm sorry.
What is it? Oh, is that it? You all get right. To skip the little test before you take your permit.
Oh, so when you're like, a minor, you have to do school?
There's, like, this extra step, yeah.
Oh, okay. So you do have to take the written test either way. Everyone tells me you don't have to. I'm just, like, confused. I'm like, what the fuck? I'm the one doing it, so. When did you get your license again?
Right when I turned 18.
Right when you turned 18?
Yeah, I think I got my permit 17. Yeah, I got my permit at 17, but I couldn't get my license till I was 18.
Yeah, so I went to try to go get my license or my permit. I tried to go take my test, and I was studying the whole time, but I was a whole hour and a half waiting. I really wanted to do it, and then like they call my number. I walk up, she's like, I give her my paper, and she just looks at me. She's like, oh, you can't take your permit test today. I was like, in my head, I was thinking, like, why? And then she just explained it real quick. She's saying that I have a ticket that I got, like, in June of last year of 2021. I remember me and my homies went to San Francisco. And this is the time I did the mushrooms.
Oh, okay.
On the way back, we were so tired, bro. So I told my homie to drive. I said, you go ahead and drive. I slept in a bag, just took a nap. And when I woke up from my nap, he's like, Jason, we got pulled over by the cops. And there's literally cops right behind us while I'm waking up. So I'm mid waking up, just like tired, like half asleep. And then I'm like, oh shit. And I start getting ready. But the only thing we literally all had no seatbelts.
Oh shit.
Like, I don't know why. I when you're driving, you're supposed to have a seatbelt. Like, maybe I thought he would have it, my friend. And my other friend, the passenger. But like,
wait, that's none what you guys us, got pulled over for?
No, we got pulled over because this fool was going like 100, like 100 in my car. And I didn't even know. And then he got a ticket, and we all got tickets for no seatbelts. And I never got a ticket for no seatbelt before. Damn. And I don't know why. I usually go like this, like if I didn't have a seatbelt, but I wasn't thinking it because I was half asleep. But I got the ticket because my car and it didn't have insurance on it. And then I got the ticket for no seatbelts. Now everyone else, we're all tripping on him. We're like, dude, what the hell? Like, come on! Like, one of my homies was getting mad at the police officer, like heavy, and I was like, dude, you're doing too much. Just chill. But that's why my ticket was from. It was like 6 months ago. And I've totally forgot about it because I literally have so much tickets I just don't know about. And that one caught up to me, so I had to pay $1,000.
Thousand?
A thousand, damn. Yeah.
Your homie that was driving, he had a license?
No.
He didn't have a license either?
Nah. Well, he's just suspended.
Do you, like, you just hang out with a bunch of people with no license?
Well, you're the only homie that has a license.
Damn.
No, I'm just kidding. Most of my friends are like that too. They just didn't have license.
See, people, you become who you surround yourself with. Take that in. Like, that's think true. About that.
You really do, bro. Because you hang out. Dude, it's now really
you're
true.
Now you're hanging around me. And look, you're on time. You're more responsible.
I'm being better in my life. I'm making sweaters. I'm doing the same exact shit.
But if you go off with, if you don't come around here for a few weeks, you're going to come back and be like, bro, I did this new fucking drug and I fucking did this and I'm single again.
But that's why we have two different friends. So I have you, and then I have the other friends that are bad and crazy. So then when I come back, we have a cool little podcast. Nah, just kidding. But I was thinking, like, when you're saying you are who you're around, I hang out with Mowgli a lot. So maybe I might get a kid.
Is that what you? Oh damn! I thought you were gonna say something about like going vegan or something. No. All right.
Shit. I mean, I did go vegan, but I'm gonna get a kid. Fuck it.
You did try going vegan for like a month. How long did that? Oh, a month.
Yeah, I was just eating Taco Bell. That was Del Taco.
That's longer than I could last.
A month? I think you should last. I think you could last like a week. It's literally not that hard. This is like good. There's good and bad vegans. If you talk to Jeremiah, Jeremiah will tell you fucking everything about that shit.
But there's like vegan stuff. Like, okay, so say I went to Starbucks and got like a Frappuccino. There's like a milk in there that I'm not. That's not vegan, right? Like, yeah. I have to get like a different.
You have to get oat milk, whole milk, or soy milk, and then you can't get whipped cream unless it's like.
See, I could do it, but I would just like lose track of what's. Like the ingredients and like every little thing I'm consuming.
It's all. It's just I mean, it's really easy. You just gotta read it. But what you could subtract from a whipped cream is a vanilla cone foam. I'm not sure you ever tried that.
That's vegan.
It's pretty much. That's what it said. I read up on it, and then that's what a lady told us too. So that's where I get Mowgli.
Fuck! Now I want Starbucks, bro.
Starbucks.
God damn! You walk in this bitch with Dunkin'.
I'm watching this Dunkin', boy. This shit's good.
I'm having withdrawals. I'm doing this new thing. So I've tried to stop Starbucks completely before. Please don't start.
I'm just drinking.
I'm not the one to fuck with.
I'm not having it today. All right, go.
Nah, so I've tried to stop drinking Starbucks completely before, and I lasted like 2 weeks, and then I just got back. Once I got it, I was like, all right, well, I'm drinking it again, and I start getting it every day again. But like I said in that video that I was talking about last episode, where I'm talking about like my spending habits. Mm-hmm. Now, like, you can't just... I was about to compare it to, like, drug use. Like
addiction?
Yeah, you can't just wipe it from someone and, like, expect them to be good. So, like, I'm gradually starting to, like... Instead of getting it every day, whereas, like, I'd put, like, $5 to $10 on my Starbucks app, and then it would add up to, like around $300 a month.
Yeah.
Just adding money every day. Now, at the beginning of the month, I added, I think, $75 or $80.
Oh, which, you told me you based off, you go only off that $80 spend in a month.
Yeah, so then that's like a little budgeting, you know? Because if you make $1,000 in a month, like you can't go over that. You know, like you got to like budget a little. So I'm putting $75, $80, which sounds like a lot. Like, damn, you're putting $80 into a Starbucks app. But when you like think long term and like the bigger picture of, well, yeah, I was spending around $300 a month, like not fucking putting $5, $10 a day in. It makes sense, you know?
Why don't you just get a fucking coffee machine or a latte machine or something?
I know you don't drink coffee.
We literally discussed these. You don't like fraps.
I'll only drink coffee like early in the morning. Like,
you can make fraps, right?
Yeah, I've tried. Like a few years ago, I made like a caramel frap and it just was too...
You know what's a life hack I saw on TikTok? So you know those Starbucks bottles that you just see at like and posted up in like those refrigerators?
Yeah.
They're supposed to be for fraps. So you get ice, put it in the blender, and put that whole bottle in it and blend it up, and that's a frap. You put it in a cup, that's literally a frap.
Yeah, I've done that. Like it was just like a regular blender though, and like it was like the ice was like really chunky. Like I was drinking it and like I had to chew my Frappuccino because there was so much ice.
Oh,
so it wasn't like blended well. And like I'm fucking lazy with shit like that. I'd rather just in my head $5, someone else make it and it's exactly how I want it. Hell yeah. Like,
yeah, I guess.
Because otherwise I gotta go whip out the blender and then that's dishes that my mom has to do because I don't do dishes.
You don't?
Fuck no.
Do you do any chores at your house?
I take out Juju's shit.
No, that's pretty awful. Yeah, I used to have a can take out the shit. I hate it.
I don't think I've ever really had chores. Like,
yeah, what the fuck? What do you do? Like, do you have, you don't, you say you don't have chores?
Now, when I was younger, I would try to get my mom to pay me for chores.
I did that too.
$5 to sweep the house.
Bro, I'll do $20 to clean the whole house.
Or like mow the lawn or something.
Yeah. Oh, that sounds fun. You mow lawns?
I did like 3 times. Dude, I would get drenched mowing the lawn.
I fucking love mowing. I mean, I love mowing lawns. I would love to like mow a lawn. I want to.
A little side hustle to pay for that $1,000 ticket. Start doing it.
I got to pay $100 a month for that, so maybe it'll work. $100 a yard. That's too much.
Oh, you said $100 a yard?
Yeah.
Maybe like 30.
I'll put like fucking, I'll make it nice. I'll fucking.
Okay, $30 a yard. That means you'd have to do like 3 or 4 to pay for that $100 a month. So like 3 or 4 lawns a month. You can knock that out.
Bro, I can put some signs right there. I say lawn, I'll mow your lawn for $30. Post some fucking hella signs.
Are you actually down?
Yeah, I'll fucking do that. I just need to get a lawnmower. I need to buy one.
If you live in LA or Bakersfield, hit up Jay.
Yeah, I'll mow your lawn, bro.
He needs to pay this fucking ticket so he can get his permit and then get his license.
But so what were your chores at your house? Like if you ever were to do anything in there, like make your bed.
There's like the basic, wait, right now?
No, back then. Let's start back then.
Okay. It's just like the basic like dishes, sweep, mow the lawn.
You can't mop for shit because we saw that at McDonald's. Yeah,
fuck no. I can't mop.
Did we ever talk about that in here, the McDonald's thing?
Nah.
Nah?
Should we talk about it?
I think it'll be cool to talk about.
We'll dive in a minute.
Yeah.
But yeah, for like the chores, it was just shit like that, like the basic shit, like no crazy chores. Nothing like crazy. You had to paint the walls and then fucking like design the living room or something, like move furniture or anything.
Yeah, dude. When I used to do it, it was all I did was my house is pretty fucking messy. It used to be back then, and then so it'll be always something to do. My mom would tell me, if you want to save up, like if you want to get a deck, I used to save up $20 each week. So it'll take 3 weeks to get $60, and that's how much a deck is. So I'd be like, I had to, within those 3 weeks, I always had to clean. And then I was like, fuck, every time I snap my board so like quick, I'd be so mad. I had to wait another 3 weeks to get a new complete. But yeah, I'll just do the same thing, dishes, fucking sweeping the floor, mopping, and all that other stuff. But my mom, I used to be so dirty back then when I was young. I used to try to, I was short. Obviously, when you're younger, you're smaller. So I'll go in my refrigerator and I'll always step on top of like shit in the refrigerator, dirty everything. And this is funny. Only my like childhood friends know this, but my mom used to like lock the refrigerator. She would put the refrigerator, you know how it has like the sticks? She would put a chain around it and lock that shit. So I wouldn't be able to go in there and make a mess. And it was always like that. I'll be hungry and I'll look and there's fucking a lock on the refrigerator. I'll just be mad.
Maybe her reasoning wasn't that you made a mess. Maybe she just thought you were getting pretty chunky. She's like, she just made up an excuse.
Nah, she used to call me fat.
Really?
My brother. Yeah, I used to be a fat ass little kid.
I believe it.
Yeah, you can see it. I'm getting
maybe they need to lock the refrigerator now.
They need to lock all the refrigerators.
My mom used to pay me. I was in sports when I was younger, and then as the years went by, and she was like really like pushing it on me, and like I kind of, oh, I don't want to do baseball anymore, I don't want to do football, I only want to do basketball and skate, whatever the fuck. When she knew that I was losing interest in the sports, she started paying me for my sports, $5-$10 a touchdown, for each, like for like when I was playing baseball, if I'd hit a single, $5, if I'd hit a double, $10, triple, $15,
damn,
home run, $25. And there was this one time I hit an inside the park home run, which is like I still went through all the bases, but it didn't go over the fence.
Uh-huh.
But you know, like the players fucked up, like they made some errors, like, and I just got all the way to home. And like she tried telling me it wasn't a home run.
Oh, she was trying to convince you. Like
I was like, that's 25. What's up? But yeah, I used to try to like get little is like little money here and there when I could.
She offered it to you, or you'd be like, mom, can I get money?
It was probably a mixture of both, because she knew that like money motivated me, and like I would just do shit for like any little shit she wanted to give me to do something.
That shit does motivate you.
I'd be like, how much you gonna pay me? All fucking all spoiled.
That's how it is with skating too.
Yeah,
like you just fucking like, if you know you could do something and it's almost like $20 right here.
Yeah, even like me right now, I'm not saying like I'm fucking like well off, like I'm not like rich or anything, but like $20, like that still make me commit to something right now.
Yeah, I mean you do this already, so it's like $20 for doing what I do already, and all I do is land it. This is a plus. I'm gonna land it and get money.
Before you pull up to Linwood, I was going for the front feeble on that little ass rail,
mm-hmm.
and I couldn't go for it. I just kept kicking my board out, and I told him the dude filming, I was like $20 right here if I don't commit, and then I committed. But I still paid him for filming.
Yeah, I know. I saw that. I thought you didn't land it. Could you give him $20?
No, I landed it.
How was the Linwood skate park? You actually liked it?
Yeah, but there was water everywhere because they power washed it, like the graffiti and stuff.
Yeah, they usually do that. They don't. Have they ever done that over here in Fillmore?
Mm,
like just power wash that shit?
Maybe not while I've been there.
Yeah, they usually do that. I think it's like more over there in LA because everyone fucking tags up everything. Yeah,
don't tag up your skate park. If you see someone, it's usually like, it's not even like skaters. Obviously, it's like people that come and just hang out at the skate park.
Mm-hmm.
Like that's like their little hangout spot. Like they don't skate. They don't. It's just like.
Dude, I used to be like
a hangout spot, and then they just tag it up.
Yeah.
So if you see anyone tagging it up, just tell them something. Be like, hey, because sometimes parks get closed, like
because of tagging. For real?
Yeah, not like completely, but they'll close the gates for like a week or two or whatever.
Nah, because over there at Paramount, my local, like they when I used to go there a lot, there would always be like new tagging, and I thought it was cool. Like I thought it was pretty sick, but I know what you mean. But like they'll come in there and fuck it up. But I used to be always hyped when they'll tag up something. Sometimes they'll be like, okay, I don't know why they tagged this. It looks ugly. Like, sometimes they'll just tag some weird shit. But there would be days where they'll tag something really sick, and I thought it would fit good with the park. But, I mean, oh, definitely, you don't want to like do that because it'll fuck up everything. There's, like I said, just, if you're going to tag something cool. Not no trash shit.
So I used to work at McDonald's, and the manager there really liked me. I'm still cool with her to this day. One of the managers. And, you know, after I left for the next, like, year and a half, 2 years after that, I would still go there and visit her, sometimes just through the drive-thru, or other times, like, she would let us in to the lobby after hours, me and my girlfriend, just sit down, get food real quick, or just chill, whatever, hang out. And then one time, I went with Jay. And we were just in there. Did we go to get? I think we got something real quick. I got like a frat or something.
Yeah, and she gave me like a coffee or something too.
She let us inside. It was like, I think, like, for example, like, let's say the doors close inside the lobby at 10 p.m. She let us in around 11, you know, because she knows us. But technically, they're supposed to be closed inside. But she let us in, and we're kicking it. And then I start messing around with like the wet floor sign, doing tricks and shit. And then I got the idea. Oh, I could film skating in here. Let me go just grab my board out of the trunk. I didn't ask her. I just ran to my car, got my board, came inside, did a couple tricks, you know, was glancing at her, seeing like how she was feeling.
How the reaction was going
to
be, yeah.
She was just kind of making faces, but like she didn't tell me not to. So I just kept pushing it. And in my head, I'm like, okay, I'll just film a little video, maybe call it skateboarding in McDonald's or something. You know, like what? Like who the fuck gets to do more than one trick and then get kicked out, you know?
Oh, yeah.
You got a whole video. So part. I had like a whole session in there.
You had a whole fucking video part.
Fucking trying to grind these like signs. I put this sign on its side and like try to like crook and board slide into it. Yeah. I was no sliding tables. I was doing a bunch of fly ground. This whole thing. But I moved one of the cameras overhead that was pointed at us. I moved it out of the frame because at one point I skated over her. I did an ollie over her legs while she was sitting down, giving a thumbs up. And
she was having fun.
Yeah. And then a few days later or whatever, I think one of the cooks in the back snitched and said that she let us or that she gave us permission, even though like I just kind of did it without her.
Yeah.
You know, I think one of the cooks or someone snitched after they noticed that the camera was moved because I never moved it back. So they just saw the camera just pointed straight down at the ground. They went back to see who moved it and they saw me and saw like everything prior to that.
They saw you move it?
Yeah, they saw me move it. Probably checked some of the other cameras and could see me like skating and stuff. So then, obviously, she was the manager on duty. She got in trouble. They suspended her. And then that's when the cooks, I think, snitched and said that, oh, yeah, like she always lets them in after hours, which is, like she shouldn't do that. Yeah. You know, like, that's kind of going against.
Damn, what a dick.
I don't know, like, the specifics, but she made it seem like they already were, like, trying to fire her. They were trying to dig up more stuff, trying to find more reasons.
Off of you just skating?
Yeah, but they were trying to go further back than that on just, like, other stuff. Like, of her, like, as an employee, as a manager. Yeah. Just trying to find reasons to get rid of her. Which is fucked up because she was there for, like, 12, 13 years.
Bro, I thought it was hella weird because, like, when we went in there and then you were skating, like, I mean, sometimes I even ask him, like, do you know those people in the back? Like, those cooks and everyone else?
Well, I used to work with them, but, like, most of them speak Spanish, so I don't, like, know them like that, but they know who I am.
So all the people in that, well, when we're in that time, me and you when you were skating, you knew all of them in there already?
No, I don't. No? Not all of them.
Were they new faces?
I mean, it was like 2 years ago that I worked there. I don't know. I think.
Yeah, they're probably like wondering who the fuck is this guy.
For example, there was probably like two or three cooks. I probably knew like one or two of them, you know? Like.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, that's fucking crazy. I kept looking back to India. I just see him looking. Like, I see him looking, but I'm like, you know them, you said. So I was like, oh yeah, I didn't really have nothing to trip about. And she was like, you know, she was busy doing her thing.
Yeah, it's not like she was right there like watching the whole time. She was working while we were trying to film this video.
Yeah.
Anyways, yeah, so she gets suspended for a week. And then she tells me that they're trying to like find more stuff on her. And then they suspend her for another week to like extend the investigation. Like basically trying to find more stuff. And so then she just quit. Like,
oh, she just gave out. Like she's like, fuck this.
Yeah. And then like, because she doesn't want to get fired, you know, like if they're already trying, if they want her out, like she was just like, you know, fine, like I'm out, you know. So like in a way, like she'd still be working there right now if I didn't film that video.
Yeah, if you were to film that video,
fucked up. I still want to find a way to repay her one of these days. But like she had just had a kid not too long ago. She has a few kids. So she, like, I asked her like what her plans were, and she was like, oh, she's just been she kind of kicking back, like family, like with the kids, you know,
taking care of their family.
Yeah, so I mean, wow. But yeah, still, it's like, fuck that. Like, I never posted that video, obviously, but I mean, I still have the footage.
It was a good video. It would have been a good video.
Kind of. I mean, like,
I mean, it was pretty cool. If you got a whole ass sesh, bro, we're skating the bathroom, skating over. I don't know. Maybe if you still want to post
the,
that,
the no slide on the table.
You don't think you could post that?
Nah, I see it. That's the thing. Like, like they asked her to tell me not to. They never told me anything, and they like the other managers. I'm assuming. Sorry if this keeps fucking tapping against this shit. I'm assuming that whoever was like doing the investigation knew who I was, knew that I used to work there. You know, like if they're a higher up or whatever, just another manager. Like I don't know why they couldn't just give me a call to talk about it. Like I would have told them like straight up like. She had nothing to do with it.
Yeah.
I mean, even though, like, I'm skating over her. But, like, it was all me, you know? Like, I would have told them, like, what the fuck? Like, give me a fine. Like, if there's some damage, like, make me pay for it. Don't, like, fucking try to get rid of her, you know?
Yeah.
But, like, yeah, so that's the thing. I don't know why they never told me anything, but they did tell her to tell me not to post the video. But, like, if I had posted it, like, they probably would have just still got her in more trouble instead of...
Well, you think if you post it right now, she's just going to get in trouble?
I don't even want to post anymore. Uh-huh. Nah, it's just probably like 45 seconds of footage. Like, it's not worth it.
There was really no context anyways.
Huh? Yeah, it was just, we were just right there. I was like, oh, let's film this shit.
That'd be a cool little edit, though.
Yeah, I mean, I might have thrown one. I think I threw one clip, like a kickflip over the sign in like a little edit or something.
Did you?
But yeah, but I'm not going to post that full video.
Have you talked to her recently or no?
Yeah, I talk to her like every week. Just kind of like
she's still chilling and no job.
Yeah, I mean, I don't know those details. I don't know
that much about her life. Yeah. Like
I don't.
Oh, okay.
Ask her a little, like everything.
Oh. That's fucking crazy, bro. What the fuck? I forgot about that. I don't know how that shit came in my head.
I have a question for you.
All right, go ahead, give me a question.
Are you pushing P?
I try to push P.
No, my actual question. Like, what's your overall goal? Maybe not overall goal, but like what's your long-term goal with YouTube, like in the next 5 years? Like what do you like vision when you think of like you in the future in YouTube?
It's weird because I always picture myself being like standing out instead of being like a side person, because throughout my whole like YouTube career, like growing up, like even like when I first YouTube channel, I was always like a side person, but I always thought of myself more than that, like being main. So I want to be something like big. Like I want my name to be big out there, not just like the side guy. But I don't know. There's like a bunch of directions I want to go with it. I think about like YouTube a lot, like what I want to do. But there's not ever really like a actual answer for me. Like I'm not settled with skateboarding. I'm not settled with like doing this, like anything. I want to just do a bunch of things, but I just don't know yet, to be honest. Like I'm just going to be like honest. I don't even know what's going on.
Just kind of going with the flow?
Just going with the flow. Anything cool that happens. Too. Like if I feel like filming like a little, like filming something really small, going out. Like yesterday I filmed my my niece. We went to a skate park and I was like technically teaching her how to skate and I was just messing with her doing 360s. But it's like I don't really have like a plan, but I just filmed it because I thought it was cool and I could probably throw it into something and, you know, memories.
Yeah, that's kind of like having like a goal with YouTube. Like, okay, this is the type of channel I want to have. I'm going to build it up and I'm going to do this and that. And then working towards that, honestly, like, I feel like that makes it, like, a lot easier to grow, you know, and, like, stick with your goals and stuff. But then it's also kind of limiting because you're, like, limiting yourself to that one thing. And then halfway down the line, you might change your mind, like, oh, I'm kind of, like, getting into this, you know? Like, now I'm interested in snowboarding or piano or some shit, you know?
Yeah, dude. It's so much to get into.
So, like, and it's cool to just, like... I'm gonna be honest, I don't know exactly where I want to be in a few years. Like, I just picture myself hopefully having a big channel where I'm making enough money to employ like my friends and stuff, you know? Like a lot of like the big YouTubers like Nelk, David Dobrik, Danny Duncan, they're just employing their friends, you know?
And they all come up together.
And it's like, that's what I want to do. But like, as for like the content, like I don't have like one set, like, oh, I want to be this. Like, I want to be how David Dobrik makes these short videos with his friends. Some of it's skit, some of it's that, or like Danny Duncan's more like just like kind of prank, kind of just like third person vlogging out, you know, and then Nelk's like partying and pranks and this, like, I don't,
not doing podcasts
as for the content.
Cool stuff.
Podcasts are just fucking, they're just fun.
Yeah, they're fun to do.
These are for like the stories and shit.
Yeah, heck yeah.
But as for like the video content, that's what, because I'm not trying to be known for like
podcast,
for like a podcast. Yeah, so like I'm talking about the content. I don't have like a set type of content, and for like the skating part, like, yeah, I've like developed my little style over the years, but overall, like when people like hear my name in the future, like I don't, like right now sitting here, I don't have it in my head like, oh, I want it to be like this, which is fine too. Like how you said, it's just kind of more going with the flow. It's just like spontaneous, whatever the fuck comes to your mind or whatever you're like into at that moment, which is cool. But it's kind of like the structure of a video. A video is more likely to come out better when you have an idea and a structure and you film the video like exactly how you have it in your head. Whereas like the other videos are cool too, where we just film footage here and there and just kind of put it together. Those videos are cool too. But like a well thought out video is more likely to maybe not necessarily just perform better, but like it's just gonna come out how you want. So I think about it a lot, like maybe I should like set down like a goal, like a 3-year goal or whatever, and like try to work towards that instead of just kind of like going with the flow.
Have you ever done that, like wrote like down like a whole year what you want to accomplish that year?
Yeah, I used to do that a few years ago when
like not just numbers wise, like you want to hit a number, but like each like video you thought of doing or something in your life, it doesn't have to be about filming, like you wanted to do. And that I honestly haven't done that. I never sat down, had my time to sit down and actually write down stuff I wanted to get done.
Yeah, I used to do that a lot back when I was like 16, 17. I used to have like a full list, which was like half YouTube numbers, like, oh, I want to hit 10,000, or I want to have a video reach 1,000,000. But then there was also stuff like, I want to learn how to backflip, I want to do this, I want to go here. And like now, like the last time I wrote a list, which was just last year, 2021, which is still carrying on into 2022 because I didn't do everything on that list, but most of it's now just like, oh, I want to try snowboarding, I want to try surfing, I want to, like, skydiving was on my list, which I checked off, like little things like that.
Yeah, that's
just which is carrying on into 2022. But those aren't like, I wouldn't consider those life goals. Those are just little fun bucket list things. But as for like career wise, I do want to like, I don't want to limit myself, but I do want to like start like painting that picture for like the next few years, like where I want to see myself. Cause like I'm going to keep doing like the skate shit on my main channel. Like it's fun right now. And sometimes it's not, sometimes it is, but like my style of like little videos on the main channel is, I feel like that's like, I'm done searching for that style, like which I've been doing for the past like year and a half, because it was just right in front of my face the whole time, you know?
Yeah.
Just the fun little vlogs with little fuck around shit, mainly skating.
Yeah.
Cause that's what people want to see on my main channel.
Mm-hmm.
But the second channel is where I really want to like, I want to build that up because it has potential to appeal to a wider audience. You know, we've talked about it before. But yeah, that channel specifically is where I'm kind of like I need to like set something down. Like this is the type of content I want to make. This is where I want to be with it in a few years, whatever. Cause definitely like right now, like on that channel, it's just kind of been like, oh,
the
like,
second channel.
It's just kind of been the extra shit. I do reactions. I do pranks. I do just fucking sit down videos or whatever, you know, vlogs. That's just kind of like extra. And it's that channel started out as a place to put like footage that didn't make the cut to the main channel. So the first couple of videos on my second channel do have like a little skating in them because it was just like the extra channel. But I don't want it to be the extra channel. So like, for example, my second channel, since it's like most people know it as my second channel. I've said second channel so much. Since people know it as my second channel, they're like, correct me if I'm wrong, but I feel like if someone watches a video on that channel and it's just kind of boring or it's not, it just doesn't hit the same, in their mind, they're going to be like, eh, that was an okay video, but it was just his second channel, so fuck it. So, I could run with that and just make a bunch of like half-ass videos for the second channel, make more money.
Why don't you just call it like whatever, a vlog channel instead of a second channel? Like name it something else, maybe.
I was thinking about changing the name, but it really is more Brian Arnett because it's more into my life, more ideas, more of everything. So I'm sticking with the name. I'm not going to change that or anything. But I would rather people watch a video on that channel and be like, damn, like this was like a really good video. This was better than your other channel, you know?
Yeah.
Like I want the expectations to be low, but like deliver more, you know?
Yeah.
Like I want them to watch the video and be like, damn, that was just as good or better. And I have gotten comments like that, which like made me happy. But then I like in the back of my mind, knowing that there's like a low expectation, I know I could just post like 3 videos a week, like just reaction, just like boring vlog of me going to fucking Starbucks and this and that, like just quick shit. Cause there is a genre for that on YouTube, like just those like Beverly Hills type fucking girls that just go shopping and just sit in front of the camera and bring it everywhere, you know?
Yeah.
Like just the, that's what I consider a boring vlog. Kind of like, okay, I'm not to throw shots, but there's Phase Rug and then there's Broadus. You know, Phase Rug is more like these crazy ideas, putting in this effort, the editing is like this and that. And then Broadus is more like just kind of bringing the camera, showing his dog and just kind of talking about the basketball game or whatever. And it's just like this like long stretched out. You know, I could post a bunch of those on my second channel. People watch them, you know, the expectation's not too high. But I'd rather like still create some sick ass shit on that channel, some funny ass videos, whatever, and like blow that one up as, and then in the future, it's not my second channel. It's just my whatever channel, like my lifestyle channel, or whatever. I don't want to put a label on it right now, but
do you enjoy like showing your life, like your lifestyle, like every single day, how people know how you live?
Nah, I mean, I know that is content for some people because it's relatable. They're like, oh yeah, like I brush my teeth too, but like I don't know. I wouldn't be able to take the camera everywhere. Well, I would be able to.
Like, I vlogging don't like mind that, it. Like every single day, and then but there's people who get like big off of not doing that. They can live their life in discreet, like, but they just make good ass content for that. They'll probably work on it as a project. Like, I'm not sure, this is a YouTuber named Mark. I'm not sure what the Rober or something.
Mark Rober?
Did I say it right? The guy who does like science and everything, and he builds shit. Yeah, so him, I literally watched the video yesterday. What?
No, because I thought you were like, you were saying, Mark Rober is more idea based.
Yeah.
What you just explained, in my head, I was thinking of someone like,
okay, Broadus.
Vlogs, like Broadus.
Sorry, I
completely Mark Rober doesn't make vlogs.
No, Mark Rober doesn't make vlogs, but I was trying to bring up two examples, but I kind of clashed it. But okay, there's Mark Rober and it is Broadus. Broadus, he puts all his like life out there. He shows everything in his life, his house, his lifestyle. Mark Rober has like, he does projects and makes banger videos, but he doesn't post as frequent as him. But we don't know anything really about Mark.
Like what he does on a day-to-day basis.
But he's like, he's still as famous as Broadus, but equally have their own, you know, different shit. But they're, you know, they're up there.
Yeah.
So which I kind of sometimes want to be like Mark Rober and have work on a project and be big like that. But there's some days where I like vlogging and I want to be like Broadus and I like showing my life. It's fun.
Yeah. So the two basically like that you just, the two like labels for them would be idea based creators and personality lifestyle based Broadus. Like,
exactly.
So, and I kind of want to do both, which I feel like you can, like,
you can,
you can make like Mark Rober can have a video that's still like a banger, like idea, and perform it while still like sprinkling in a little bit of like humor or his personality. But that doesn't necessarily mean that we're seeing like how he lives. So it's just kind of like for example, my 50 skate park vid, you know?
Yeah.
That was, I know this is just a skate example, but that was an idea based video. But in between, I also like sprinkled in like jokes and vlog footy. So it wasn't like, from that video, you don't see how I live. Like, I don't fucking do that every day. But then there's also the type of videos like my last one where I went to Lynnwood Skate Park where it was more chill, laid back. You know, I'm just going to LA, meeting up with my friend, just kind of hanging out. That was more like, that's not an idea-based video. So I'm kind of, for like both channels, like I'm down to do both, you know? Because I can't always think of like the craziest idea every week or whatever it is, you know?
You feel like it's like healthier like that if you just bounce between those two, like ideas and then personality?
Yeah, I like a balance because...
Yeah.
I think a lot when I think of what I want to create, I think of what I watch on YouTube, what I consume, and not necessarily in the way of like, oh, I want to do that, I want to copy it, but I'm like, okay, what type of videos am I watching? Because I watch a bunch of random shit. I'll watch fucking Marquise Brownlee, like the tech review guy.
I heard of him.
But I'm not gonna like make tech review videos, but I might like take something from his video and be like, oh, he just sat in front of a camera for 18 minutes, but I watched it because he added these visuals, he talked about this, the lighting was good, this and that. So, you know, I take little things from that. But in terms of like other content, I do like think about if I watch idea-based creators or personality. And I could sit and watch a whole Emma Chamberlain video. I could binge watch 10 of her videos.
Yeah, she's pretty chill. Now, you can watch her videos. I haven't watched the videos in a minute, but when I did, like they're more chill and relaxed.
But
like,
then I could watch a 8-9 minute Mr. Beast video where he just does the craziest shit and compacts it into this small little video. And I'm like, damn, that was cool because he did all that in this short little time. And he just, like, got straight to the point. The video was fire, like bunch of like fast paced like cuts and shit.
Yeah.
And then I could switch the channel to Emma and watch this 20-minute video of her making coffee and shit. Like I know like the key to YouTube is consistency, not only with how often you're posting, but the type of content you're posting. Mm-hmm. So like Emma only posts those. You won't see Emma Chamberlain go make a Mr. Beast type video. But
all right, guys, I'm gonna go crazy.
But me, since I like a balance of what I watch, I kind of want to provide a balance of what I'm putting out. So yeah. Like I kind of want to just do both, and I'm kind of doing it.
Yeah, I see it. You're doing it. You're definitely have like two. We're just starting, I think, because me and you were just talking about it, like about like how to structure videos and stuff like that.
Yeah.
So we're just starting off, and it's going to get. I feel like it's gonna definitely get better in a year. But have you ever seen? Yesterday, I was actually watching a YouTube video with my niece, and she was actually. You know what Huggy Wuggy is?
Wait. Huggy, I've heard of it.
Huggy Wuggy. That shit is so creepy. The first time I heard of Huggy Wuggy, I was in my basement. And the people I live with, like their little daughter came downstairs and she was telling me like, oh, can I watch TV? And then she started watching TV and she got in trouble for watching TV. And the guy, my homie Fernando told me, he's like, oh, she can't watch anything like that. She can't watch YouTube. And I asked her why. I'm like, why can't you watch YouTube? She's like, oh, there's a bunch of bad things on YouTube I can't watch. And this? Huggy Wuggy. Yeah. And she told me, oh, I got in trouble for watching Huggy Wuggy. I'm like, what is that? And then. Dude, if you watch the videos, we should make like, I'm not sure if you want to ever make a reaction
that
video.
That shit looks creepy as
that
fuck.
That shit's mad creep. Bro, that shit is creep. There's a game about
look
it,
at
I guess.
That shit.
And yeah, and they make YouTube videos about it, bro. It's fucking. I had to show you like the song. It's hella creepy. And
it's on YouTube?
It's on YouTube. It's called Huggy Wuggy. And it's, I don't know 100% about it, but I know it's like a game. And people like, it's just like a cool little game people live stream or, you know, make videos about. But I watched that and I was just creeped out. And. Even my niece was watching it. She was creeped out. And I was like, why are you watching this? And I don't know. It was just a weird thing. There's a bunch of weird things on YouTube. And like a bunch of, oh my God, this is weirdos on YouTube. There's this guy like, he's like.
You? Making out with dogs? I'm surprised you didn't film it.
Dude, imagine filming that shit. There's a guy on TikTok who makes out with fucking squirrels.
Shut the fuck up.
He kisses squirrels. Like he just go like straight.
Making out or just like.
Nah, like
smooch, little smooch.
Well, smooch, like, it's a pretty big smooch. Making out is like tongue and shit, right?
Yeah,
that's like what I do with my dog. Yeah, yeah. And when this one was like the straight lips, like with fucking like squirrels and shit. It's weird.
Well, I've noticed. I don't know if you've noticed, but YouTube now is like subscriptions barely matter. Like who you subscribe. Okay, you know how like subscribers was like the main thing. That's how you like. Like YouTubers you want to watch like popped up and you watch their videos,
yeah,
you know, that little process. And then now you have to like put the notifications on if you want to like really be notified, because I've noticed in my recent videos it tells you in analytics like where people watched it from.
Mm-hmm.
It was like I had like 45,000 views from recommended from just the homepage, the recommended.
Uh-huh.
And only like 1,800 views were actually from subscription feed. So that's like a pretty big ratio. Like what I'm trying to say is that the subscribers don't matter as much as they used to, which is like pretty obvious. But now mm-hmm. It's like trying to hit recommended, you know, like how appealing your thumbnail is to the broad audience and click-through rate, like how many times, like what percentage of people click on your thumbnail while seeing it.
Yeah.
And then the retention, the watch time, all this, like that's why like how we were talking about structure, like that really does like build a channel like that.
See, when I first started YouTube, I didn't think of any of that shit.
Yeah, me neither. I barely started thinking about
it
that.
It's like, crazy now. Yeah, if you want to start off YouTube, like you don't have to start thinking about it, but if you actually want to get big, like that's what you do have to think about.
And I kind of thought about it subconsciously, just because when I'm editing a video, I'm like, okay, like is it getting boring? Is it this? Is like someone gonna click off? But I didn't think of it in the algorithm, like in to favor the algorithm. I just thought like, okay, like just to make my video a little better, like mm-hmm. Is it getting boring? Am I talking about this too long? Should I cut it here? Should I put this bit in the beginning or this bit at the end? The title and thumbnail is about this. I don't want to make them skip through the video to get to that, so let me put that in the beginning, you know.
Yeah,
just kind of like that. But now like like really like doing my research on like structuring videos and stuff, like it's crazy like how much really goes into it. And the creators who really have it dialed down, like the storytellers and stuff, they're like they're just like, it's like they have it mastered and they're just like blowing up, you know. They could with those skills, because they are skills, they could create a brand new channel, get 100K within a month or two. Like, they could get 1 million within less than a year. Like, because, and I know the algorithm's always changing, but like just that formula and those little tactics that they've developed, that's why like Mr. Beast has like his whole formula, and he said it's like taken him like years to master. And then someone like Arak comes along, who is friends with Mr. Beast, and I'm pretty sure they talk a lot about YouTube.
Hell yeah, that's what we're probably talking about.
So like Mr. Beast giving this formula, I'm not saying he just like straight up said like, here's how to make a viral video. But like, maybe there probably is, like, he probably has a fucking whiteboard or a notes app that says like,
like, he's an Illuminati,
the secret to a viral the Illuminati,
bro. They're fucking an Illuminati. Like Gideon, bro. I've been watching Gideon a little bit more. I used to not want to. I used to like restrict myself. I'm not watching that fool. Because I was like, I didn't think it was, I just didn't want to.
Yeah.
But I ended up watching a Gideon video, and it was pretty fucking funny. And I was like, all right, this guy's cool. Like, he seems dope.
Yeah, but he's different, because he's not like like the people I'm talking about, like storytelling and like the structure with like Mr. Beast and Arak. They have that formula. Like, if you watch a Gideon video, like he doesn't have that.
Say Gideon?
Gideon, that's how he pronounces it.
That's how he pronounces it?
Yeah.
Oh, so it's not Gideon?
No, I don't know if he gets mad at people. I'm pretty sure he doesn't give a fuck. Gideon? But like, he says Gideon.
Oh, okay, my bad. I thought you were saying it wrong or something. I've been hearing Gideon.
No, bro, I'm never wrong. I'm always right.
No, you're usually wrong.
When? Give me one example I've been wrong in the past month.
Last time you were wrong about this fucking paint right here we have in this wall.
How?
You thought I was going to fix it, but it didn't. You were wrong.
No, I didn't think this paint was going to fix the wall. I just thought it would look better than the other blue.
No, which we agreed in fix it.
We agreed the last podcast that this looks way better than the last blue.
It does look better than the last blue.
And this, I picked this blue.
And you picked this blue for what reason? To fix the wall?
What do you mean to fix the glare? No, I didn't even know about the glare until I got this paint.
I don't know. I can see through your lies right now.
When we had the light blue wall, when was the glare ever a problem?
The glare was always a problem when we got the light blue wall.
We could check our texts. When I was painting this wall, I never said, like, this is going to fix the glare. But when we painted this wall, set up the lights and everything, then I was like, damn, there's a fat glare. And I noticed that the skateboard had a glare when we had it painted.
You think it made it worse, the darker color?
No, it's the type of paint. Like,
oh, because this is eggshell. We need, like,
flat.
This is eggshell. Yeah,
something like that.
That's what you said.
But I didn't buy this paint thinking like this was going to fix anything. I just wanted to make, like, I got this too. Did I think this was going to fix the glare or something?
Probably.
No, I just wanted a more visually appealing color.
I'm just trying to find something to make you look fucking bad in this podcast.
No, bro. I'm always right, never wrong.
I'm going to find something that you're wrong. Watch. I'm not quick like that in my brain right now.
Anyways, it's Gideon.
Gideon.
And I was talking about Arak having, like, getting this formula, whatever, and implementing it, and now, like, he's getting 3-4 million views a video.
Arak, like, man, I haven't heard of that fool in a while, though.
He's playing with the algorithm. That's what you got to do, because, like, the subscribers don't matter as much as they used to, because nobody just clicks on YouTube and goes straight to subscribers. That default takes you to the homepage recommended, and then, you know.
Hey, man, I want to see an upcoming YouTuber. Like, I want to see someone small, like, so small, like me, like, start blowing up, like, out of nowhere.
There are. I see them a lot, but they're just not in, like, our like genre that we
like
watch.
Skateboarding. You know? I want to see a skateboarding one though. Like, it's so hard. I want to see a skateboarder do something like Lamont Holt. Like, he was popping, and then he went downhill. And like, I want to see something like that. Let's go up. Like, I don't know. I don't know why I use Lamont Holt as an example, because I seen a video recently of him too.
Wait, you want to see him blow back up, or you?
Nah,
he
probably won't blow back up like how he did. He
I'm gonna tell him you said that. Damn.
He definitely won't pop up like that ever. But he's trying. He's pulling numbers for what like his absence was. But nah, I want to see someone blow up.
That's the thing with YouTube. Like, if you take like a long break, or he like just completely switched up his style. He was doing music, which there's nothing wrong with that if that's his passion. But he was using that same YouTube channel to try to, like, he had what, like 300,000 subscribers.
300,000.
Try to completely like U-turn and go like a different, you know,
to make music. He tried to make like a music route. And changed it.
But like he could have made like a whole nother channel for that, and like, but he was trying to forcibly like turn that channel into something else, which is like me right now at 200,000 subscribers trying to make cooking videos, you know. Like, just completely like just completely switching the content is going to drive a lot of people away, and then now there's a smaller ratio of people clicking on your video and watching it, so then YouTube's not going to push your shit like that. unless you get a viral ass video. So still talking.
Go ahead.
So keep Lamont talking. Holt taking that break, trying to like completely switch his thing, and then trying to switch it back to skateboarding. Like he realized, like, okay, this channel is like good for like skateboarding and pushing, but like I don't know how he would have been.
He was doing it right at first. He started skateboarding, and he started putting his music in the background. Then he'll promote it in the end.
Yeah,
which was good. That's good. That's how he should have started it off like that. But yeah, he's gone.
Did you say he's gone?
He's done, bro.
Nah, he's cool as fuck.
He's cool, but he's done. He's probably gonna. I don't want to. Me, I could be wrong, but he's probably gonna end up quitting again.
Nah, I mean his music. I don't know if you've noticed, but like.
No, I'm not talking about his music. I'm talking about YouTube. I'm talking about YouTube. Like, he's probably going to quit again, YouTube. Like, he's not even... Like, his music, I listen to it. I used to put it in my videos, too.
No, yeah, me too.
It's copyright free. Nah, but, like, he's cool. We're just going to end it like that. But,
what were we going to say, though?
I was going to say, who are some YouTubers, some skateboard YouTubers right now, that you used to watch, that kind of completely fell off?
That's like a fucking harsh way to put it. Like falling off.
Well, like kind of like, you know, they were like up there. Now they're down. That is like a harsh way to say it, huh?
Yeah, but that happens to everyone, you know?
Yeah, like, it fluctuates.
Okay, so I'm going to list all the YouTubers that I used to watch, or like a handful. I'll name
five. Is like no diss either. This is like, I literally want to know like what you used to watch and who you think.
Okay, though. I used to watch in the skateboarding community. Andy Schrock, Doug Dustatel's Am Skater.
Yeah.
Garrett Jenner, Chris Chan, and we already said Lamont Holt, so let me think of someone else.
I'm waiting for one. I know one right now, but I'm not going to say
Luis Mora.
Luis Mora fell off?
No. I'm not talking about fell off. I said I'm going to name five that I used to watch.
Okay. My bad. I said list five.
Let me start over because this fool has no fucking brain cells.
My cells are up there.
I
said
first, everyone goes through this, but first let me answer who I used to watch. Andy Schrock, Lamont Holt. Nah, I said I wasn't going to name him. Andy Schrock, Luis Mora, Garrett Jenner, Chris Chan, and Doug Dustatel's Am Skater.
Okay.
So those are like just a handful that I used to watch. Andy Schrock, he's still doing crazy numbers. Like,
doing good.
Like he has a pretty good like average view, like like a view average. And then some of his videos get like in the millions, and he has multiple channels. And Doug Dustatel's, his channel is really low right now. He's been stuck at around 130,000 subscribers for a few years. The reasoning, I don't know. Like there could be a few different reasons. Like he stayed consistent within everything, but like sometimes people just get bored of watching the same thing, you know. He's still making like unboxing videos, setups, stuff like that, which is like cool. Like I'll watch him here and there. Like that's what I started watching him. But like you can't do the same thing forever necessarily and have the same like platform.
Yeah,
like, you can't get those same numbers. Anyways, Luis Mora is fucking killing it, harder than ever. And then Garrett Jenner is like lower. He's at like 700,000 subscribers, and he's getting like he'll average from like 10 to like 40,000 views a video, which I know he used to back in the day get like 150,000 views a video. I don't remember exactly.
Yeah,
but yeah, like I'm not saying all those people fell off. I'm just trying to say like some people I used to watch are still up there, and then some are like lower. But where did you want to go with the conversation?
I just wanted to say the people I used to watch, like I watched all the people you watched. I didn't really watch Doug, to be honest. I just knew of him because of Revive. But there's like one person that really got me into like skateboarding and like filming, vlogging, like shit like that. It was John Hill. When I first found him, he had like 30K, and like he was doing good, like 100K, 200K a video, like all the time. He was posting daily, and you know, he was living in Long Beach at the time, which was pretty cool because I used to always like try to meet up at spots to see if he would skate there. I never met up with him, never saw him. And so it's crazy to see, because now I'm looking back at this channel, like he completely switched it to like art. He's doing like art channel, but he still skates, but his channel is not doing as well as it used to do, which is kind of bumming, because like I used to like, he's like literally my inspiration like to filming and making skate videos. But I mean, I chatted with him before about it, and he was telling me, he's like, yeah, it's just a part of the game, that's how it happens. He's like, he just tries to keep making videos he likes, and I mean he's really good at that, making videos he likes. So I mean, I hope to see him go up. That's like one of the people I would hope that to go up again.
Yeah, I completely forgot to mention him, so good thing you brought him up. But with him, I mean, his art channel that he's doing now, that was the Progress Daily channel. So he did switch a skateboarding channel into an art channel, but at least he didn't make it like his main channel, because I think he was going to do that at first. His main channel with almost 1 million subscribers, he was going to completely try to like turned into just John Hill, mm-hmm. like of like what he's doing now, which is art and all that stuff. But then he tried doing that, and like I think it like just like he could tell right away it was not gonna work. So then he went with the Progress Daily channel, which had like around 100,000 subscribers, switched it to his art channel, and he's still doing the skate videos right now on his main channel, like he's always been, but they are underperforming right now. And I think that, I don't know if that's because he tried to switch it at first and then like made this video that he was gonna like chill with the skate videos, or I don't know exactly what happened, but I know right now specifically like every like skate channel is like low. I don't know if it's just because I know there's like for example, people were giving me these crazy like this crazy information and analytics saying like, oh, at the beginning of the pandemic, skateboarding was popping because people were bored at home, they were picking up skateboards, and a lot of new people were getting into skating, which makes sense. I never really thought about it like that. And now people are saying like, oh, well, school's back in session, skateboarding as a whole, like as a trend or whatever, it's just kind of like skateboarding isn't that popular right now, and that's why videos are performing low. Because even someone like Dale Decker, his videos were popping like 2-3 months ago, like 80k, 100,000 views. Mm-hmm. Now he's getting like, you know, like 8,000 to like 20,000. Same with John Hill. So it's not necessarily like, in that sense, I wouldn't say like, oh, John Hill and Dale Decker fell off, because they didn't. But that like John Hill said, that's just part of the game. Like, I guess like skateboarding is, since it's not as big of a group, it just like has those waves. And this is my first time like experiencing it too, because like my channel as well, like 2 or 3 videos in the past like 3 months have been performing lower than any of my videos within the last 2 years. So basically what I'm trying to say is, yeah, people fall off all the time, but sometimes it's not what it seems. Like how you brought up John Hill, I think he'll be fine if he just sticks to like the skate videos on his main channel. Mm-hmm. Like in a couple months, I'm sure his views will go back up on that channel. But there's other people, when they completely try to switch their shit, like how we were talking about Lamont Holt, and then that just kind of like permanently does some damage where there's like no like blowing back up from it. But I'm pretty sure Lamont Holt could like hop back up to averaging like a few thousand views a video or whatever.
But when I don't know what he's effort, doing right now. You think he'll put the effort in for that?
I can't answer that. That's up to him. Lamont, if you're listening, do what you gotta do.
Post more skits.
And then as for John Hill's art channel, since it only had like 100,000 subscribers when he switched it, I'm pretty sure if he gets a couple videos to pop on his art channel, then he could like build up that art channel, you know? It's just gonna be harder. I feel like starting a brand new channel is like not the easier way to go, because it is hard as fuck building something from zero, but it's just like to get over that algorithm hump, because the algorithm knows, okay, he's posting skate videos. Actually, the algorithm doesn't even fucking know that. They just see, okay, like this audience of skaters or whatever is clicking on these videos, I'm gonna keep feeding it to them, and now they're feeding the art videos to the skaters, you know?
Yeah.
So less people are clicking on them, so it's gonna be hard for YouTube to figure out who to show those videos to.
Like, who's this guy John right now? Like, where is he? Where is he going?
Yeah, it's just like weird. That's why like I don't see my main channel doing anything outside of skateboarding successfully like blowing up, unless I would have had a couple like viral videos that were just like anyone would click on them.
I wouldn't even know what else would I want to do if it wasn't skateboarding. Like if I was still wanting to make YouTube videos and I had to not do skateboarding, like I wouldn't know what genre to pick. Like if you could pick any genre, which one would you pick?
I can't, like, because I do, like, it's natural for us to just want to build our name off of our life and how we are as a person.
Yeah.
But I could, like, if I could see myself, like, in the future, like, if nothing works out, like, working, like, a little job as, like, a server, you know, working at, like, a Denny's or some shit, and then coming home and filming, like, commentary videos or something, you know?
That sounds fun, bro.
Like, just a little, like, I always pictured myself when I was, like, 17, there was this one guy that I would watch simply because he had good lighting and like these LEDs in the back and stuff, and I was like, it looked like he was just in this little apartment, like
fun.
Like it just it looked like he just moved into this little apartment, had this like desk, some LED lights, that was it. And I was like, in my head, I was like, I could see myself doing something like that, just filming reaction videos or whatever, like just building up a cool little channel as like as like half of my income and then working like a job or something.
Yeah,
like,
that's true. I would love to do like a little reaction channel and have the cool little lighting in the background and stuff like that. I always thought about it, but sometimes what gets in my head, I'm like, maybe I should have like two or three people with me to make it, to build the energy up. But it's also cool to do it by yourself, because I think when I think of reaction channels, I think of like, oh shit, like people are going crazy. And I don't, you know, I don't really want to go crazy by myself like that.
Yeah, I would definitely like in the future when maybe I have an editor or something, like for that channel, like for a reaction channel, I would do that. Mm-hmm. Cause I don't think like I'd have someone edit my videos I'm doing right now, but I would definitely get like an editor in the future for the podcast or reaction channel or something like that. But yeah, as for like having other people involved with the channel, that does sound cool because the energy's up and stuff. But then like as money starts coming in, I don't want to like bump heads. And it's like, obviously, like if they're in every video, like they deserve a fat cut, you know, like just as much. And then if it's like a joint channel, like shared, you know, but like, and I'm not saying like, oh, I want to keep all the money. I'm just saying like, it's just like,
it would get difficult for some people,
especially how you're saying like three people with you. And then it's like, say you guys make like $1,000 a month, your YouTube channel is bringing in 1,000, but then you get 250, the other three get 250, and it's like you gotta work way fucking harder.
That's how it happens, and people be like, oh, I put in more work though, I put in this more, this more energy. And it's like,
I set up the camera and the ring lights, and
you guys didn't do anything, all I do is do this and you guys just show up.
It just sounds so like
it's not, it's so much, bro. I've kind of been through it with my homies, but like not in a bad way, it's just you butt heads.
Yeah, but basically what I was saying with that is that I'm gonna be on YouTube forever. Like if my shit doesn't do good, I'm just not just gonna, like, there isn't just one thing to do, one thing to film. Like I can see myself 30 years old still making videos, huh? Once a week, just something. It doesn't have to be about your life, because people get bored of your life. Oh, he goes to fucking Starbucks and Dunkin' every day, or the donut shop, and like fucking sends out clothes. Yeah. Like that's his life. People, like, your life, people eventually will get bored if you're not mixing it up.
Honestly, when you're saying about the Denny's shit, like just working in your day job and then coming home and then filming a video like that, that sounds fucking fun.
It does right now.
I kind of do that right now.
But I remember coming home from work at night and just wanting to sleep.
Sleep, right?
So then it's like, fuck you. But to really want it, like if you're someone that has that drive, you'll get it done. You'll fucking film a video before you go to sleep, edit it in the morning before your shift, whatever.
Dude, I used to always do that shit. I used to work at Ono Hawaiian Barbecue, and then I used to cook chicken. I'll come home after an 8-hour, 10-hour shift sometimes, and I'll be like, I want to film something. And I'll hit up my homies to go skate. But like, you know, I'll be in my room, set up the lights, because I used to do that too, set up the lights, and then start talking like about what I want to do. And then that shit would be like, it felt good. I'm like, I went to work, got money, and I came here and got a video done. All I need to do is edit it.
Yeah.
It's a really good feeling. So if you want to make YouTube videos, like, don't think because you have a day job, you can't do any of that stuff. There's plenty of time to do things you love in life, especially just capturing stuff like that. So a lot of my friends back in the day used to tell me I don't know. Like, I want to do what you're doing, like filming. Okay, filming is fun. I want to do what you're doing, but I just don't have time. I don't have time
for that. Yeah, that's what it always is.
Yeah, it's always just a time. But time, it does get to me too. Sometimes I'll be like, oh, fuck, I'm tired. But if I really want it, you're going to do it. If you really want it, you're going to do it.
Anyone can make time for what they want to do, you know?
Yeah,
like Elon Musk, as busy as that fool probably is, like he'll make time for an interview if he wants to do the interview. Yeah. You know, like you can make time for whatever. And I was, like I've told the story before, I was working at McDonald's and going to school every day. I was working 6 days a week, so like I would literally wake up, go to school, get out of school, go to work, get off at like 10. If I had time to do homework, maybe do a little, or just go to sleep, wake up, do the same thing. But I knew when I made the decision that I wanted to do YouTube, I made the sacrifice, which not everyone's in the position to make a sacrifice if you have bills that need to, like, you need to make a certain amount or whatever. But I was thinking long term. Anyways, I got the part-time job, so I'd have more time to film those videos because it was what I really wanted to do. So I quit my job, got a different part-time job. I made that time, and anyone can do it. It's just excuses if you say that you can't.
Like, I like how we're in our early 20s right now, and usually in your early 20s you go out and party and fucking have fun and drink and shit, but we're like, I like working like this. Like, this is our fun. So that's why I find it's cool. Like, if you find your fun and just work hard on it, try not to go party and go crazy. I mean, yeah, having fun is cool, you all, everyone needs that, but like, just focus hard onto it, whatever it is, just stay focused on it. go have your fun, go out with your girlfriend or your friends or anything like that. But always remember, this is stay focused into your drive, because that's always going to be like your number one thing to keep you going.
Yeah. And I mean, I see like people who are really, really busy, busier than us too, with like their work stuff. They still, some of them still party. Like, they'll go out to a party like on a Friday night. And like, it's just like finding your balance. Mm-hmm. And me, like, since I'm just not a party guy, like, that's not, I'm not like, I'm not here like, oh, like, I could be out partying, but I just wanna, like, I'm dialed in, I'm working. Like, I just, even if I wasn't doing this, I probably wouldn't be at a party right now. Like, yeah. You know, like,
I'm not a party person, bro. I literally am not. I'm like, I wouldn't say I'm introverted at a party. I'm just more like, I'm not like, oh yeah, like crazy like that. I don't
know. But it can be a distraction. I'm not trying to say like,
definitely can.
I guess not. Yeah, like anything like that. Like, I had to make a sacrifice, another sacrifice when I was like 16. When I was dude, I had like 1,000 subscribers. I was really just like, all I wanted was to be a skateboarding YouTuber, like, which I'm doing now. Fucking thank God, thank everybody. But when I just like really like had the vision in my head of where I'm at now, like that I wanted it really bad. I didn't like drop out of school, but I like started doing online school just so I would have more time to film videos. And I started having to say no to people a lot more of like, oh, you want to hang out? You want to go to get Wingstop? You want to go here? If it wasn't like, as selfish as it's going to sound, if it wasn't like something I could film, which sounds like, oh, if I can benefit, whatever. Like I was having to say no a lot because like, I was really just dialed in. I was pumping out like a video every other day. Just wake up, film, edit, go to sleep. Like, I wasn't even doing my online school, bro.
Did you lose friends from it?
Nah. I mean, like,
kind of distance yourself from
them? Yeah, but it wasn't like, I was still hanging out with them every once in a while, or like, I'd see them when I saw them, which is kind of like how it is now. My friends outside of what I do, like my friends here locally, I see them maybe like once a month, you know, like,
damn, once a month?
Yeah, like, if even that, sometimes, like, and they understand, obviously, now that we're older, because they have jobs, too, they have their own lives, they have girlfriends, whatever.
Yeah.
But back then, it was just kind of, like, all that was going on was, for them, was, like, school, hang out, you know? Yeah. So, like, for me, like, I like, had this fucking, like, this vision that I knew, like, I would make happen one day, and, like, they didn't, I mean, like, I'm not saying, like, they didn't support it or they didn't see it, but, like, they weren't, obviously, as crazy about it as I was, you know, like trying to make this one thing happen. And it didn't really pop off in that moment. Like, it's not like, oh, I went to online school and was like dialed in and everything blew up. Nah, like that shit was still just like slow and steady, just like barely going up.
Slow and steady.
Which, like, if you're at that point where your shit's not growing and this is what you're trying to do, like, don't give up. Cause look, that was me, what, like 15, 16? That was me like 5-6 years ago, you know? Like, and now I'm at like 200,000 on my main channel. That sounds like a long ass time, 6 years to get to 200,000.
Yeah.
Like most people, if they're starting off, if they're not very passionate about it, they're going to be like, damn, that's 6 years to get.
Well, if you're not very passionate about it, then you know you shouldn't be filming like that.
Exactly.
Like, you'll find out. Like, if you just get bummed out and you just don't have the encouragement to keep going, and you know it's not for you.
Or if you start doing videos for money, like, you're gonna, you're gonna get a reality check very soon when you're grinding for a month and like you still aren't eligible for even monetization.
Yeah.
When you're grinding for a year and you make $15 off of that, you're gonna, if you're just doing it for money, I'd be surprised if you even made it a year.
That's just so weird how we put in hella money into our videos. Like, they probably don't pay us as much as, I mean, I don't get paid at all, but like, they don't pay like you as much as how much you put in.
Probably not, but it's all like a long-term investment.
Yeah, it's a long-term investment. And that's what I mean. Passion. Like, people, people, you gotta realize, if you really want to do YouTube, like, just realize you're gonna put money into it, you're not gonna make money for a while, or you could blow up real quick, it depends. People have their own growth. Yeah, it's so weird, bro.
That's what keeps the fun in it for me.
It's weird.
Me right now, I hit 200,000 when we were in Miami. I'm at like 217,000. My monthly subscriber like growth has very like really slowed down, which could get like demotivating.
Mm-hmm.
But me, like my mindset that I've developed over the years is like, anyone could blow up at any time. Like, YouTube has its ups and downs, whatever. Like, that's the fun. I've seen people stuck at like 500,000 or 100,000, 10,000, and then it just takes 1-2 videos just to boost them up, then all their shit starts popping out. Like, it could literally happen at any moment. You know that meme, or not meme, but like that picture where it's like the guy digging for like diamonds and gold,
and he gives up like right before the end.
There's and like two people right,
and then he and then he like side. Starts walking away, but it shows that he was like a couple more hits away from like getting. That's what it that's is, bro.
All bad, bro. He fucked up,
and like
he fucked up.
That's what like I try to keep in my head. Like
keeps it going. Yeah.
Any moment shit could pop. So if it's if like my mess our message to you guys, if you're passionate about videos or whatever, if you're truly passionate about it, don't give it up. Keep going. You might have to make a couple sacrifices. Shit's not gonna pop off exactly how you envision and plan right away.
Mm-hmm.
But if you stick with it long enough, like in the blink of an eye, you're gonna be like, damn, I'm here. Yeah. Like I would, this is where I always fucking dreamed of being a few years ago.
Yep.
And like it just like you might not notice the progress, but it's happening.
This shit happens. And the motivation is not always gonna be there at all. Like not every day I wake up motivated at all.
Fuck no.
You kinda have to like find it. You had to find that motivation. And when you do, that's when I feel like you should work your best when you get motivated. Like work your best. If you're gonna hang out with friends and you're motivated to make videos, I'd probably say go make the videos. And that's what I would do. That's what probably we would both do. I'd rather go make the videos. I'm motivated, but there's gonna be days you're just gonna be like, nah, this ain't it.
Yeah, and so, like to find that motivation, oftentimes it takes like the lowest of the lows. Like you could just be sitting in bed, like just fucking all, like borderline crying because like you just have no motivation. And then you could be like that for a couple days, a week, whatever, a month. And then that you can use that energy to like turn around into motivation. Cause I've had like these little phases where I'm like, I don't know what I want to film. I don't know. Like I have nobody that's down, you know, like not just excuses, but just like these thoughts, like
you damn, start like beating yourself up about it. Huh?
Yeah. I've been doing this for too long or this isn't working or this, like, do I even want, like, am I happy doing this? And then like just, it just, sometimes it just takes some time and then I just bounce back harder and I just get motivated. Like,
it's like a fucking epiphany. Like real quick, you start feeling it, bro. You're like, oh fuck, this is it.
I don't even know the definition of epiphany, but yeah.
I don't know. They used it in fucking, they used it in Simpsons, the movie or some shit like that.
Yeah. But like right now I can honestly say like I'm motivated as fuck because last month, even though it was December, like the highest, like the best month for YouTuber, like I was just kind of like, eh. Like I made a couple videos. Honestly, my videos last month, I didn't really get paid. Like I made two videos with copyrighted music. There was like a skate edit and then my birthday video, like copyrighted music. Like I didn't get paid. And then I took a couple weeks off, you know, the holidays, like just shipping out merch, whatever, like my life shit. And then I came back with another video, not that motivated to like come back, but I posted another video.
Yeah.
I think I would, okay, I like had a little motivation and then like I made this video thinking like, okay, I'm gonna get like my numbers back up, whatever. I took a couple weeks. And then I posted the video and it got age restricted and demonetized and I'm like, shit, fuck. Well, there goes like
the fuck you now, doing that video.
I just made like a sex joke or some shit. It was just it was that Hollywood High video I posted with my homies. But yeah. So like then there's those two videos I posted around Christmas and then took a couple weeks off and then this video is not making money either. It's demonetized and age restricted. So like it's holding back the views and the revenue, whatever. So then I'm just like, fuck, like I really gotta like dial in. And like I was already a little motivated filming that Hollywood High video,
yeah,
but then after that I was like, all right, I gotta get on my shit like fully. And obviously we took a while with the podcast. This is our third episode
this week.
This week
we filmed three in a week, bro.
So it right now it's what, January 27th? This probably isn't going up for like 2.5-3 weeks because we still have the other two we film. We're gonna post, like I'm trying to be on my shit in every aspect.
Yeah, but I think the last two podcasts were like, it's more like energy and stuff like that. Right now it's more of like a chill one.
And
like,
we're all giving motivation and shit. We're all fucking,
we're just talking our fucking
sense. Your girlfriend's outside waiting for you.
Dude, yeah, my girlfriend's here because I left my laptop while I was driving over here and she's like, you left your laptop at my house. I was like, I'm an hour away. I cannot go back. I told her it's 4:11. So I asked her if she would come and she came, so.
Aw, she's a keeper.
Yeah, she is a keeper. She's definitely a keeper.
You guys have the fucking most confusing relationship. That's just funny. That people be saying that in the comments too. But yeah, anyways.
That shit, bro.
Yeah, like I got a lot going on, but I'm not gonna sit here and make excuses. I'm gonna dial in. Got the podcast. Got my main channel vids. Got my second channel. I got a couple of videos that I'm gonna edit today for that.
I'm gonna focus on one, bro.
I'm gonna focus on one today, which is the Chick-fil-A prank, and I'm saying it confidently because it should already be up by now. Should be up in a couple days.
I
can't wait to see right
that.
Now.
I probably already saw it already by the time this came out.
Yeah.
I watched it,
but yeah, it's hard, you know, find your balance. I'm still finding my balance. Everyone has those days. We're wrapping it up.
Is it
shit's been fun. Anything you want to add?
Nah, I mean, fuck. Thanks for fucking just watching this podcast. If you guys are listening still or watching right now, I mean, shit, we put in the work, and I'm glad you guys do like it for the people who actually do like it. And just, I hope you guys don't talk about the dog makeout thing to me ever. So don't bring that shit up about ever.
Bring it up to him first and
don't bring that shit up. Fuck you.
Hey, this podcast is a long term investment too.
Yeah,
this like is definitely how you were saying, like with videos, we don't get paid as much as we're putting in. Same with podcasts. Like these chairs, we split the chairs.
Yeah,
like, you paid for your chair. I paid for mine.
My chair. What was that, 250 or two something?
Yeah,
two and something, bro.
Each, and then like I spent $100 on paint and this, these little props.
I could have used it for like my ticket. I could have pitched in money for my ticket.
The microphone, the microphones are each like $100.
No, we need to start
like we're starting like microphones probably like, you know, the more professional ones.
Yeah,
a little more than that, but yeah, we're starting like this. It's still like a big investment for us now.
Episode
we're not
100.
Fucking rich or anything, but just watch. Clip this shit. Our little setup,
yeah.
And on these mics, jiggle yours, all broken and shit. I don't know if you can hear it.
It's a little trashy.
I think I don't know, but yeah, clip this shit when we have like a badass fucking setup, yes, bro. In a couple years, unless this fool's in jail because he's hanging around what his other friends.
Fuck. Oh yeah,
your probably friends are out there.
We're wild.
That'll be a
there
story for the podcast.
Dude, right. I didn't go to jail.
Why didn't you go to jail?
You visit me?
Yeah.
For a video?
Yeah.
Mic up real quick.
The story, bro, that would be a fucking crazy story, getting fucked in your ass.
The fuck?
After you drop the soap.
Well, all right. Yeah, mic that's up. It.
We're really going to be broken, bro. Fuck. Hey, subscribe. Drop a comment on the YouTube version. Your favorite pizza topping. I don't know. For the engagement. Bye.